So as Catholics, our approach to life is one of a sacrament, a visible sign of an invisible reality. We approach everything in our world as a sacrament, realizing that what we see is not all there is. There's something more, something hidden. And that which is hidden is more real than that which we see. So when Jesus uses images like last week, true shepherd, the good shepherd, or today, the vine, the true vine, he's not just saying, this is something you're familiar with and let's match it up with God. He's saying, rather, this is a reflection. This is given to you to be seen so that you can appreciate and understand that there's something greater that maybe is unseen. And our goal when we, as Catholics, come to Mass is to encounter reality and be changed by it. Not the other way around. We don't bring our experiences of life in here and throw them on to God and hope they stick. We come here to say, as we look at the Paschal mystery, the unfolding of love, that I'm not matching up to this. Something in me needs to change. I want to be more like this that I'm hearing about, seeing, experiencing, tasting, smelling. So last week he said he is the good shepherd, indicating that there are bad shepherds. Today he says he's the true vine, indicating that there's other types of vines that are out there. And just as there's other types of shepherds, there's other types of vines that are not good, that are not real, that are not true, that will lead us astray, that like original sin, sap in a vine, it will be a poison to us if we allow ourselves to be grafted onto that particular vine. The true vine, however, the true vine, what does he give us? He gives us his very body and blood as life, so that when you and I die, it's not a permanent state. If it's his blood that's flowing through us, if it's his life, his sap, if it's his, then we will live triumphantly forever. He gives us this image today, again, pointing to the Paschal mystery, since we are in the Easter season, of suffering. Two types of suffering that will be encountered. One, where the one who is supposed to be on the vine really isn't, and then the Father will come and throw him out and they'll be burned. That's one type of suffering. I think we call it hell. And the second one is probably what we call purgatory. It's a pruning. It's God looking, and you know, this is a great image for right now, isn't it? As we're looking outside, the blossoms and the, oh, don't you hate it? Can't breathe. Clearly, God hates me. So we look out there and we say, you know, at our little trees or shrubs that need to be pruned. And we're not out there to say, oh, I just want to kill you and destroy you. We're saying, I want you to be everything that you were intended to be. And in order for that to happen, I have to help you. I have to cut the little ones off, the ones that are distractions, the ones that are sapping the life, that are taking the nutrients that shouldn't be taking the nutrients, the ones that are just tags, and we remove them, we cut them. Now, I'm sure that while we do that, that little bush or shrub is screaming, stop cutting me. Why are you hurting me? But you and I see things differently. We know what we're doing. We have a greater vision, a greater picture. We know more information. So too does our Father. Which is why I say when we come to church, when we come to Mass, it's to be changed, not to change God. It's so that God can do with us what he wills, so that we can become everything he ever intended us to be. And at our deepest part of our heart, we want to be. Sometimes we don't realize it. Sometimes we would prefer to have the little suckers, you know, be part of our life. They're distractions, after all, from that pruning, that purgatory. But distractions do not character make. Actually, they ruin our character. So as we go through our week this week, we're encouraged to think, you know, this image of vine and branches is not just simply, again, something that we see out there and say, oh, that might be like God. No, that's more real. Jesus is the vine, and they are imitations. I, as priest, we don't say Jesus might be like Father Troy. Really? Give up now. Quit while you're ahead. Rather, Troy is trying to become like Christ the priest. Husbands and wives, your vocation, Jesus isn't saying, you know, it's kind of like you guys being married, me, my relationship with the church. No, you're supposed to be like Christ loving the church. That fidelity, that long suffering, that suffering with. So we have a role model before us that we're called to aspire to. And let's face it, all of this happens with participation. It's not just simply sitting by and watching God do it all. The first reading, the second reading, and the gospel are all talking about our participation. And isn't that what we pray in the Our Father? We want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that only happens when you and I, the branches, are allowing the vine to dictate our life. Not us dictate God's life. We're not here to try and change reality like our current culture is telling us. We're here to accept reality on reality's terms and to adjust our lives accordingly.